This community update was brought to you by U Radio. Did you know there are around 5,000 members of the Hindu Society of Manitoba? And that number doesn't include the many others who regularly travel to Winnipeg's two Hindu temples from places like Portage la Prairie and even Brandon during major events. Those temples have become a central hub for thousands of families seeking connection, tradition, and community. Is a far cry from the Hindu community's early days in Manitoba. Anita Roy is the president of the Hindu Society of Manitoba. She says the organization started small, very small.
I know they started from someone's house in the basement, and then step by step they bought a church, and then they built the temple, and then they registration the temple. So it grows lots. Now we have lots of members, more than 5,000 members for our society comes. And more than that, we have people, but not everybody member. But I can tell at least 5,000 we have.
The first temple opened in 1970 at 1854 Ellis Avenue. As the community grew, so did the need for more space, leading to the opening of the Temple and Dr. Raj Pandey Hindu Center on St. Anne's Road in 2005. Now with continued growth, the society is facing a new challenge, including maintaining aging infrastructure. This week, the Manitoba government announced a $400,000 grant to the Hindu Society of Manitoba to help fund essential upgrades at the South Winnipeg Temple. Most of the funding will go towards replacing the building's 20-year-old roof, which no longer meets current safety and building standards.
So this temple, as last year, the Ellis Temple renovated, everyone knows, I think, it was renovated. But this year, we did the fundraising for 999 Sentence Temple because of the roof, it's leaking. It's leaking from quite a bit time, but then also it's now leaking more.
Roy says the society had begun fundraising for the repairs, but rising construction costs made the work difficult to complete.
That's why we did the fundraiser, and we have now money. We are also thankful for that, Honorable Premier Webb Kanew and NDP team for that, and also, of course, the NDP government help us for that.
On top of the worship, the temples offer a wide variety of programs from the community.
We have all kind of classes in this temple and also Ellis Temple. We started this year in the Ellis Temple Hindi School. And for sentence, we have already math class, Hindi class, Tamil class, and Nepali class. And we started this year Malayali class in 999 Sentence Temple. So we are planning to add more because we have still Telugu left for this temple, so we will add that too.
Along with math tutoring, children's religious education, seniors yoga, and recreational activities like badminton.
So we have a gym downstairs in this temple, 999 Sentence. So we have we do kids badminton. There is a Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 12, it's run. It's for everybody. It's not that, it's open for everybody. And anybody can come and join.
The society also hosts major cultural celebrations, including large Diwali events at the RBC Convention Center. Upcoming gatherings include Vishnu on April 18th, and the temple's anniversary celebrations in June, events that draw people from across Manitoba. With the Hindu population continuing to grow, Roy says conversations about future expansion are already underway.
We need maybe another one, but for that time, I think didn't come. We are looking for. We need some help too to find out a place, to go, yeah. Okay. And then open another one, yeah.
The Hindu Society of Manitoba says replacing the roof is a critical step in keeping the Dr. Raj Pandey Hindu Center safe, welcoming, and ready to serve its growing community for years to come. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.